You know, when you think about the issues and the difference between being disciplined and focused in your career and workaholism, there are a couple of key indicators I want you to pay attention to. For many people, when they think about workaholism, listen to the last few letters. That ism, like alcoholism. If a person's a workaholic, they've got a compulsive need to be driven to accomplish things. At the end of the workday, they don't think about, you know, we accomplished a lot today. At the end of the workday, they just keep going. They keep pushing themselves. It leads to a lot of stress-related disease, a lot of other anxieties, a lot of other problems. Workaholism is a compulsive need to accomplish something. And usually it's coming out of some unmet issues inside. Now work, on the other hand, work is a gift from God. In the Garden of Eden, the Bible teaches, before there was sin, there was work. When we get to heaven, there'll be work, but it'll be work that you're so perfectly suited for. It won't feel like work. It'll feel like a joy. To be able to work, to be able to labor, in the book of Ecclesiastes, the Bible talks about that one of the greatest things you can find is a work, and to celebrate that work, to enjoy that work, but when it's time to end that work, when it's time to go home, when it's time to focus on the other things in life, to get some rest, to be with the people that you care about, if you're not able to let go of work, and work holds on to you, you may be a workaholic, you may need to seek some outside professional help so that you're able to keep balance in your career world, or you're able to keep balance as you deal with other issues and not let workaholism steal the joy of living.